Emotional day, Harry. Not going to lie to you. I know you've been following along. By the way, Carmen, Harry, this is The Beat, 720 WGN, with you till 725 ahead of Northwestern basketball, Wildcats, and the Badgers at the new Welsh Ryan Arena. Come on out. I know that you've been following along, and I've really appreciated the texts that I've been getting from you nearly every day, asking me how my toe is, and the procedures that I've gone through, getting the PRP, blood taken out of my arm, shot into my toe.
Right, for those of you that didn't hear what happened, this little piggy went to market.
Right, and it's been a very challenging time. I found out that I basically have no cartilage left. As you know, I love two things in life, maybe three things. Being on the radio, my lovely fiance, and playing tennis.
Thank God you didn't put Chelsea third.
Right. Well, there was no particular order there. I was just naming the three. It was, come on.
So how bad is the toe? Does it have a tag?
The toe is struggling, Harry. I'm doing everything I can, but I got an invitation. I was filling in for Dave Bennett this week, and the amazing Bill Leff, who's incredibly talented, asked me if I wanted to come out and play tennis this weekend. And I thought about it, and I'm like, you know what? We gotta come back and
if he weren't amazing and if Bill wasn't talented, you would not have played with him.
Well, right. I mean, it had to be the right guy.
Uh-huh.
Amazingly, Bill's here for us right now, and he's here to join us as he has brought me back onto the court. And we did play today, and similar to like March 19th, 1995, when Jordan came back against the Pacers.
Oh my God.
I made my return today, and I didn't fax out I'm back, but it was very emotional for me. Hi, Bill.
Do you know, I am now changing my resume just to mention that I've been half of a sports story on The Beat. I'm so proud of that. I never thought it would happen in my lifetime.
It's really something, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you say the match today of you and Carm was reminiscent of when Bobby Riggs played Billie Jean King?
Yes and no. I'm thinking Borg Lendl, but I'm thinking Borg from Star Trek, not Bjorn Borg.
Bill, I just, for everybody out there, just want to, when Mike came back March 19th, 1995, right. Yes. Against the Pacers on a Sunday afternoon, he shot 7 for 28. The Bulls lost. He was 0 for 4 from 3. It took him a while to come back. And how'd I look out there today?
Always impressive. I always know when I'm playing you in tennis that anything could happen at any moment. The crowd was strange because the crowd some point said, how did we get in here? We didn't come here to see this. So they left immediately. They came, spent about 10 seconds looking around, and they left. Well, so that wasn't a factor.
But in the past, I've normally beaten you, Bill, and what happened today?
It did not end that way today.
It didn't.
Today I took you down 6-2, 6-4.
I would say convincingly.
Hold on. Well, yeah, but, my fear is always if you get ahead of you on the court, you kick into a new gear, and you did that today, but it was luckily for me, it was not enough.
It was not enough.
And we should mention that Bill Leff and Mark Carmen are both very good tennis players. Bill plays in the league.
Bill, I got to say this. Bill Leff was I'm working my way back, but Bill was incredible today.
Oh, you're very nice. Thank you. It was so much fun.
I mean, there was really some beautiful shots here. You should have been there.
Does that mean we're going to hear working my way back to you, babe, on the way out?
It's possible.
I hope so.
It's possible.
Do you feel okay, though, Mark? Are you okay? You were in pain.
Well, see, this is where I appreciate you. First of all, you coming on, Bill, and the support that you're giving to me and just wondering about if I'm okay. Here I've told Harry and nary a question. And, I iced afterwards and I took some aggressive ibuprofen, like an 800 milligram that the doctor has provided me for this situation.
Jumboprofen.
Right. And I feel great. I feel like I'm ready to go again.
So how was Carm's serve? What part of his game would you say is missing that he'll eventually get back once the toe grows back?
Well, all right. So I knew that he had this toe issue, and they always say that the axiom is never kick a man when he's down. But I have found that's the best time to kick a man.
He was ruthless, Harry.
If a man is down, you kick and kick and kick and kick. You don't stop kicking that man when he's down.
Right.
So that was the game plan today.
Were you running him all over the court?
I hope so. But on the other end of things, he was running me all over the court. There was a lot of running all over the court. We stayed on our own sides, but there was a lot of running on the court.
There was some good sweating going on. We both it was a wonderful match. And I just Bill, I just wanted to have you on for a brief moment here. And to thank you for getting me back out there. You got to approach in life. You got to move forward. And without your help, I wouldn't have done it. And so I am back, and it was rough, but I'm going to continue to go forward here. And I thank you for creating a runway.
Well, Bill, will there be a rematch?
Anytime. I love Mark's so much fun to play. It's just a blast to play him. So, yeah, yes, the answer is definitely yes.
There's most definitely going to be a rematch, and honestly, my whole life focus right now, the show might suffer from this, Harry, but it's just getting back. It's to beat Bill Leff. I'm going to put up a couple. There's going to be posters up at home. I'm going to print out everything I can find online. I'm going to circle the bed with Leff. When I go into the bathroom, Leff will be there, and I'm going to make it my mission.
Now, tomorrow I'm playing Roger Badish in Gnipkinop. If either of you guys are available to come out and watch, please do.
I want no part of Badish in Gnipkinop. No.
What's Gnipkinop?
Right. Well, come on, Carm.
I've never played Gnipkinop. Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Gnipkinop?
Yes.
A kid's game in the 70s. It was for secret inside information. It's ping pong spelled backwards, but a fun kid's game from the 70s.
Oh. And Bill is ruthless with these people. I mean, Orion hasn't been the same since he beat him in Battling Tops.
He invited me to play, Harry. Just let the record show. It was Orion's idea.
What was your secret that day in beating him so badly in Battling Tops?
When he wasn't looking, I unscrewed his top.
Bill inspires me again with your ping pong's amazing, your tennis is great. I don't know about your Gnipkinop, but I'm sure it's fantastic.
Mark, it was so much fun, and good luck with the wedding going forward and with your toe. I hope everything's working out for you.
Thank you, Bill. You're my hero.
All right. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right.
Bye, Bill.
Bill Leff, you brought me back. If people could just please text in and say, Carm, I'm so happy you're back. Carm, we missed you on the tennis court. Carm, I know how much it meant to you to be out there. I just appreciate that. 312-981-7200. Just as many texts as possible.
It just seems fitting that Andy Murray leaves the sport and Mark Carman returns.
Right. I mean, someone's got to fill the void.
Are you going to be back on clay anytime soon?
Summer season's right around the corner. Let's get some clay going on here, Harry. All right. Let's come back and talk about actual sports that are going on. Cody Parkey has been sent away. And I know, Harry, you teased a while back here about the baseball All-Star game and the NBA All-Star game.
This is something I've been on for, you know, I've got my different various things that I've been pushing for years. I've got my own agenda. This is something that the NBA did this year that it was beautifully done.
All right. Well, I'm excited to hear about it. I don't know what it is. I've asked you multiple times off the air. Mm-hmm. You won't tell me, so we're going to do that.
And I keep asking you, how's your toe? And you won't tell me.
And a tribute to Cody Parkey coming on back here, 720 WGN.
43-yard attempt from the right hash mark.
Did this hit the upright and the crossbar?
Bottom line, it doesn't go through. The Philadelphia Eagles going to the Elite Eight.
The double doink. Can we laugh about it now as time passed?
No, we can't? Not enough. No, tragedy plus time. There's not enough time.
What are you, Woody Allen in Crimes and Misdemeanors?
No, that's a very good movie, though.
I think that we've had enough time. I think we can laugh about Cody Parkey now. Well, I feel like laughing about it.
When the Bears win the Super Bowl next year, we can laugh about it. They didn't get to go to the next round. It was bad. It was horrible.
Was he cut this week and let go, Ian Rappaport, with the report? Was he cut more so because he went on the Today Show or because of his performance?
I think that today's show was a convenient, out for the Bears. I don't think for the Bears teammates and for the Bears fan base, the Chicago Bears could bring him back as a kicker.
Are the Bears making a mistake not bringing back Cody Parkey?
No, the Bears, no, absolutely. They did, look, four times. If I said, I'll give you $10 million to hit a goalpost four times to Adam Vinatieri, one game, hit a goalpost four times, he couldn't do it. It cannot be done.
Will Cody Parkey hit a game winner against the Bears next season?
That's possible.
Yeah.
But there's no way that they should have brought him back.
Will Cody Parkey ever return here down the line in a sort of mea culpa, I don't know, Steve Bartman style? You know what? We should bring Parkey back here. And
why do you bring that name up?
I don't know. It just happened. I apologize. But at any rate, my whole point on these questions is that Cody Parkey's not good at football. Cody Parkey deserved to go away. Cody Parkey... I sort of just think somehow it's going to come back to bite the Bears at some point. That's just some weird karma about it.
Do you know what's sad is my son, who's awesome, who's just a big, big advocate of video games, he knows about four guys on the Bears. One of them is Cody Parkey because of something horrible that happened.
Yeah, well, these things happen, Harry. It's good that your son learns about sports disappointment at an early age.
So now the question is, do you go Robbie Gould? Do you spend the Robbie Gould money? Will he give the Bears a hometown discount? Because we know his family's still here. His kids go to school here. They were at that playoff game sitting in a suite wearing Bears jerseys.
My understanding from people that I've talked to is that Robbie Gould, and reports out there, Robbie Gould's most likely going to be franchised by the 49ers. That's not going to be an option. So we're going to have a nice solid kicking competition. Maybe they'll draft a kicker. Who knows what they'll do?
There's a few good ones out there, and there's other guys. You know, obviously Guskowski is the best kicker available. That's a huge paycheck. Other guys, Dan Bailey, who kicked for the Vikings, Mike Nugent, there's Buckeye, Kai Forbath.
Maybe they could pay attention to the Alliance of American Football. Nick Folk's out there. Lots of kickers are out there. I'm serious.
Like Mike Singletary's coaching
right.
a team.
I mean, you can, let's see who's hot kicking professionally in the spring. I don't know. They'll figure it out. Breaking news, Harry.
Yes.
Before we get to your NBA MLB thing. Emily Harriott.
Yeah, that's our girl from Northwestern.
Right. The screamer.
Uh-huh.
The shrieker.
She's the Northwestern fan who's like president of the student section who shrieks so loud during the game that people have said, what the heck is that?
Illinois came in here, lost to Northwestern. Their broadcast team complained. Northwestern went to the shrieker, told her to stop shrieking. She complied because she's a great Wildcat. Teddy Greenstein wrote it up in the Tribune. Northwestern, their season has gone completely south. They've lost seven in a row.
Yeah, tough. It's been rough.
So Emily is tweeting tonight, hello today at this basketball game. I saw Morty Shapiro, president of Northwestern, and he told me to start screaming again because we've been on a bit of a losing streak. So go Cats, I guess. She's go the shrieker is out tonight. So you may hear her tonight. If Dave Bennett and Joy Meyer are listening, just be ready. There's going to be a little extra juice in the arena tonight.
So the news out of Evanston is stop the streak, unleash the shriek.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So the shriek is back. We had Emily in studio. She's awesome. We're rooting. I'm so happy the Shrieker's back. I can't wait to hear it on the radio tonight. I don't know about Krista Flores hearing it on the radio tonight. She might not enjoy it as much as me, but I will enjoy it.
I think it's awesome. I'm looking forward to attending Thursday night's ball game against the Golden Gophers.
Are you going?
Oh, yeah. Marlene Wells, baby. Hook me up.
I thought we were going to go to a game together.
Well, I keep waiting for the invite.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's get to your NBA MLB situation.
So among the things that I've been advocating forever, two Monday night football games, because we end so many great Sundays with one Monday night football game that's a clunker. I've been advocating for the 2-minute quarterback. It would not apply to, yes?
I'd get rid of Monday night football. Nobody watches it anymore, but go ahead.
That's not true. Sunday night football has become bigger. It's Al Michaels, it's Collinsworth, it's much bigger. But Monday night football is still an event.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been advocating the 2-minute quarterback the closing quarterback. It would not apply to teams with superstar quarterbacks, but other teams, you have a quarterback who isn't great. Your backup, all he does all week is practice the two-minute drill, and he comes in the final 2 minutes of the half or the game. I've also been advocating that Major League Baseball, because of the nature of the sport, because it was America's favorite sport for so long, should have a roster spot dedicated to two players on their way out. The NBA did it this year with Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki, and how awesome was it to have those two guys included in the game, Carm?
Okay. That's nice. It's a very nice touch.
Dirk played fantastic, made his first three threes. D. Wade was looking good, and we got Gabriel Union on the sideline and pretty in pink. So I believe that Major League Baseball, Commissioner Manfred should have...
You want old guys in the All-Star game on their way out for one last hurrah.
You are so demeaning. Want old guys. I'm talking about Ichiro. I'm talking about a guy with 3,000 hits.
How many years in a row should he play in the All-Star game? The guy's been...
This is Ichiro's last year.
He's been saying that for 5 years.
Yeah, no, this is the first year, and he has not said it ever before. This is the first year he's saying it. CC Sabathia is saying it, but I don't believe that CC Sabathia should be there. Pujols deserves to go over CC Sabathia. And I'm not exactly sure who I would take from the National League, but look, the year Cal Ripken played in the All-Star game in Seattle and he homered off of John Lieber, I don't believe he deserved to be there, but you have this game which is really for the fans. Okay, it's for the fans. It's a chance to say goodbye to your hero. And, you're going to get the great up-and-comers. There's so many new guys every year, which is awesome. This year, by the way, the All-Star game is in... Do you know where it is?
It is in... I don't know.
Berwyn. The All-Star game, Major League Baseball, All-Star game is in Cleveland.
Oh, of course it is.
And I think that they should put a roster spot for, two awesome players that are on their way out. Now, it could be an insult, a guy like Ryan Zimmerman, if he gets asked, what are you doing asking me? I'm going to play for another 5 years, six years.
Is this the stuff that you think about late at night? Let's bring in some old
All-Stars.
No,
I think about your toe.
Well, that would be very nice of you to be considering what's going on with, one of your closest radio buddies who's battling his way out
there. Why do you have to throw radio in there? One of my closest buddies.
One of your closest buddies.
So I'm like a work friend to you?
I mean...
Curtis, is that what you heard? I'm a work friend?
How often have we hung out outside of work?
Well, let's see. I've only invited you to my house 97 times. Who wanted to go out for lasagna tonight?
You did want to go for lasagna. But the only time I've ever been to your house is when I raked your leaves.
And you did a half-assed job on that. Jimmy DeCastro had a pool going, and you were supposed to come rake all the leaves off our lawn.
That's the only time I've been over.
It was so
I come
pathetic.
To rake the leaves, and I did as much as I could at the time it was allowed. You hadn't raked the leaves in 5 years.
I hope you... No, Carm, it's called suburbia.
No, you...
I hope you can make it rain better than you can rake the leaves.
You flat out were... Negligent in your lawn care, and it would have taken a team of 10 to get through. Yes, Curtis.
Why are you raking the leaves and out by me in suburbia? We just let them blow on our neighbor's lawn and let them worry.
Yeah, see, this I was trying to have some integrity for a lost football wager, and Harry just was. I mean, he just
312-981-7200. No matter how goofy the bet is, if you have a sports wager, don't you have to pay it off?
Let's get to the news in 2 minutes. 720 WGN. Oscars tomorrow night. Rami Malek favored to win Best Actor. Harry,
he is 1-4, and second choice is Christian Bale in Vice. The group Queen will be performing live at the Academy Awards.
Why is Bradley Cooper getting no love?
I don't know. He didn't get a nomination for director. I thought his movie was great. I thought he did a fantastic job. I thought Lady Gaga. I was Google for Gaga. I thought Lady Gaga was great, but they expect Glenn Close. She's the favorite there, 3-19. Boy, people are lying in the grave for betting chalks. we call it chalk, is the prohibitive favorite.
Right.
And Roma is expected to win the best actor, best Oscar for film. Their director, Alfonso Cuarón, is supposed to win the best director award.
Did you see Roma?
No, but I've been to Tony Roma's.
Roma's a great movie. It was a tough tough start. Very slow going at the beginning there, but I warmed up to Roma. I've seen a bunch of them, Harry.
I like it, Carm. It's a new you.
Yeah, I saw Roma. I saw Black Klansman. I saw Black Panther. I saw
Green Book.
Saw Green Book.
Any movie with a color in it.
Yes, I like colors. That's right. I personally would vote for Roma. People think that Spike Lee's going to get Best Director, perhaps, because he's never gotten it before.
I've heard that it's a great movie, Black Klansman.
It was not a good movie. In fact, in relative to Spike Lee movies, it's like way down the list of the stuff he's put out.
King John Williams was talking about how much he thought Black Panther was overrated.
I would agree with that, too. I thought Black Panther was awful, but I'm not a big superhero Marvel, that whole scene. That's just not my game. So I don't think I'm a fair assessor of that.
Is your game going to massage parlors?
Whoa. There's the Robert Kraft left turn out of nowhere. I got to tell you, my favorite thing with the whole Robert Kraft situation, if you will, was I got an email yesterday from a friend of mine, and the link was the Jewish Telegraphic Agency, which was established in 1917, and they wrote it up: New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged with soliciting a prostitute in Florida. The 77-year-old Jewish businessman was one of some 100 men charged.
That's selective journalism.
Is that not unbelievable?
Ain't it though?
I mean,
that's
my God.
Really? That's your point, huh?
The 70s?
I got a better question for you.
Yes.
Okay. Where is the NFL going to come down on the personal conduct policy? And will they say anything before Kraft is arrested, formally, before he is actually enters a plea, or before it, if it does go to trial, goes to trial, or they come to some kind of plea agreement?
I have no idea what the NFL is going to do, and human trafficking makes this
uglier.
By about 1,000 miles, at least in my mind.
We were going to joke about it, but now, Dave, you know, it's really a
right. You just can't do that. But I would just say this, which the most amazing story part of it to me is like, look, Robert Kraft. First of all, his wife passed away from cancer. He's a single guy.
2 years ago,
he's 77 years old. You know, live your life. But he's worth $6.6 billion.
Doesn't put him that high on the billionaire list.
That's fine, but the fact that he's going to the local parlor down the street on Grand Avenue is a little bit bizarre to me. Why wouldn't you?
Nature calls.
Yeah. If you're going to pay for it, go upper level, have him come over. Spend $2,000 or whatever it is. I don't know these things. I don't live in that world. But, like, why would you go there? Are you kidding? He walks in. Are you the place with the asterisk on the window with nothing next to it? I just don't get the logic. It's unbelievable.
Isn't the whole thing you want to stay low profile? Do you really have your chauffeur drive you?
Right. I mean, what are you doing? How is that possible?
This reminds me of Eugene Robinson of Atlanta, who was given, they're playing in the Super Bowl against the Broncos, and he's given the Christian Man of the Year award, and hours later he's arrested soliciting a cop posing as a prostitute.
Do you remember one of the more infamous ones? Jay Leno had him on The Tonight Show.
Oh, Hugh Grant.
Yes, and it's like, what the hell were you thinking? You know, it's like, there's no answer you can give. None.
Kraft, this is amazing how this piece is written. Over decades, the Kraft family has given more than $500 million to causes including healthcare, education, the Jewish community, Christian organizations, and local needs. Kraft, who grew up in an Orthodox Jewish family in Brookline, Massachusetts, was recently named the winner of the 1 million Genesis Prize, the so-called Jewish Nobel, for having spoken out publicly and donated generously to organizations.
Probably the most respected owner in all of professional sports.
Yeah, and the Patriots are a bunch of cheaters, and it's...
Oh, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Man, if you thought they had deflated balls then.
Very uncomfortable. Quick timeout, 720 WGN.